Welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio, and welcome home to the Sports Animal. Show number 14, race number 13. The halfway flag is flying. I want to remind everyone today, we're out early for UT baseball, so it's going to be the super fastest hour and 40 minutes in radio. Get on the leaderboard early. This morning, we wake up in Dover, Delaware, chasing a one-mile concrete oval, better known as the Monster Mile. 24 degrees of banking in the turns, 9 degrees in the straights, a super narrow pit road with a 35 mile per hour speed limit. Who's chasing who? They're all chasing Martin Truex Jr. As of right now, MTJ seems to be the class of the field, picking up his third win of the season in dominating fashion last weekend at Darlington. The Black Magic led 248 of 293 circuits. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Top driver still looking for a win in 2021, Hamlin, Elliott, and Harvick. Today, we pay tribute to country music legend Joe Diffie, and all of our loved ones taken way too early by crazy COVID. Diffie passed March 29th from COVID complications. His first single, Home, released in 89, went straight to number one and is today's featured artist. And for Hat Man this morning, taking your calls and doing the Diffie with me, the Kodak Kid, Sam Foreman. What's up, Foreman?
Not much, Ron. How are you on a wonderful, beautiful East Tennessee Saturday morning?
These are the kind of days that make people want to come from the left coast to the right coast.
And you worded that so correctly, with the right coast.
Yes, sir. And it is. We put emphasis on the right coast over here in Tennessee. I saw a t-shirt. We are having just a huge influx of Californians coming into East Tennessee, and I saw a t-shirt last week that said, "Don't California my Tennessee."
Hey, speaking of great Tennessee themed t-shirts, and that's a good one. I did see one the other day that just simply said, "What would Dolly do?"
I love it. I want it.
If you ask that question, I think if you ask that question, you answer it honestly, you might be doing life at least somewhat successfully incorrect.
I'd say you are correct. WWDD on the lead lap. Joe Diffie, man, I tell you, that was my stomping my Cotton Eye Joe days back when Diffie was wearing it out in the 90s and 2000s. Cotton Eye Joe was on fire. Country music was on fire. Man, he just kept hitting it out of the ballpark. 5 number ones, 17 top tens. Man, I tell you, excited to celebrate Joe Diffie, who left us too early with COVID alongside all other loved ones that left us a little too early, too.
Yeah, obviously, when it comes to COVID, every life lost to COVID is an absolute tragedy. And, you know, Joe Diffie, one of a number of musicians, a number of artists, a number of celebrities in different ways that got COVID and unfortunately lost that battle. One of my favorite all-time country singers is Joe Diffie. I love the classic country of the 80s and 90s and the early 2000s. Two presets in my car with SiriusXM, and I think, Ron, I've told you this before, is Prime Country, which is 80s and 90s, and then Y2 Country, which, while it's getting more songs from 2010 onward, is mainly the early 2000s country, which is kind of my main 30-year stretch where I like to stay when it comes to country, although I will head into the 70s every once in a while when it comes to that. But Joe Diffie, just an amazing artist, and he had such a great effect and mentorship on so many other great artists that are out there today when it comes to country music, and unique and different. So many great songs. We're going to play three of his five number one hits today. And we'll go a little bit oddball with one song, and then just, it's just good, feel good music. Even his sad stuff kind of just made you feel good, and you just, without even realizing it, you look down and you're tapping your foot along with it.
In addition, Diffie rocked the mullet back in the 90s.
He did, and, you know, it wasn't quite a mullet that he was rocking at times, but, you know, even in the 2010s and 2010s, it was a little bit more modernized version of the mullet. It wasn't quite as much party in the back. It had gone a little bit more business in the back, too, but still technically a lot of that similar look of the mighty mullet of days gone by.
That was in the 90s, and that was Joe Diffie. We're celebrating the life of those who have passed way too soon from COVID alongside Joe Diffie as our featured artist today on the lead lap. And we want to shout out to Callie this morning. Callie graduates today with her Master's in Communications, Ethics, and Leadership. So big shout out to Miss Callie sitting in on the lead lap from time to time. She's been super, super busy, Sam, doing graduate school. So Chris and Leslie, I'm sure, super proud parents of Callie this morning as she graduates with her master's in communications and ethics. So what about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to Callie. It takes a special person to graduate with your undergrad and then want to go straight back into keep doing school at an even higher level and go get a master's. Anyone who gets a higher ed degree, as when it comes to that, anything above the your normal degree, you spend 4 years on. Kudos to them. There was a time where that was in my plans. It's not quite anymore. But congratulations to Callie. And does this mean we have to start referring to her as Master Callie Gorgeous?
Probably be a good idea, and I'd say she'll take that title and wear it well like she always does. And we probably have her join us here in the next few weeks back on the lead lap to try to wrap up the second half of the lead lap season, and she will officially be the highest educated on the lead lap.
Yeah, this means she has to take care of all the hard questions and be the smart one on the show now, right? This is the punishment for getting the higher degree?
Well, I'm a little nervous because she got that master's in ethics.
Oh, we could be in trouble.
The ethics police.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, congratulations to Callie and also to Chris and Leslie for raising a successful child. And we hope to see her back on the lead lap soon. So if you're going to call in and give Callie a shout out, I'm sure she can go back and listen to the show after graduation and hear that.
Yeah, as always, check out that podcast each week. You can find both hours podcasted on the Lead Lap Facebook page. You can also, if you follow the Lead Lap on Twitter or Sports Radio WNML on Twitter, you can find those links tweeted out shortly after the show as well. So you can go there, or you can head straight to the Lead Lap page on 991thesportsanimal.com and find that podcast shortly after the show each week. But so definitely opportunities for Callie to go back and quite easily, without having to put forth a lot of effort, listen to any of those shout outs if anyone wants to wish Callie congratulations. I know, seriously, it's a well-earned honor, and I've just heard some of the stories about how hard she's worked on this thing, and still she took some time out to join us at least for a few minutes early on in the season, and that's incredibly impressive to me.
Yep, she will be back. That's Sam, the Kodak Kid Foreman, doing double duty, answering the phones, taking your calls, taking your race picks, and doing the Diffie with me this morning. How about we lead with a little Dover trivia this morning, Sam? Who won the inaugural Dover race in 1969? And I'm going to give you a hint because I'm putting you on the spot. Their car had something to do with the color blue.
Well, I was going to – you had me worried for a second there because I almost put this in track facts. I was looking at this last night, but I didn't. But I believe, especially with your hint, it was Richard Petty, right?
Yep, you are right. Do we have a winning bell?
Maybe somewhere on here.
Somewhere.
where's Kaner when I need this? Because it would be on his – when I need him, because it would be on his page. Oh, you know, this will work.
Money.
We'll go Burt Berno Camp. That'll work.
There you go. I like it. We get to hear that one more time. All right. That's the King Richard Petty winning the inaugural race in 1969 at the Monster Mile. Went on and won again in 1970. And we raise our glass to the King Richard Petty. And, hey, Truex still behind points leader Denny Hamlin even after his third win by margin of 75 points. Is that surprising to you that Truex is not actually the points leader?
Well, yes and no, and this is where the points get kind of kind of interesting. Because when you look sort of, and correct me if I'm wrong, but from where I was looking at last night, it, you know, Denny Hamlin's still the driver standing leader, which that doesn't surprise me, as consistent as he's been. But then when it comes to the playoff standings, they were showing Truex in first on one thing I was looking at last night, which that makes sense because of the bonus points and having three wins compared to one. But I'm not totally surprised just because Hamlin's been so consistent. If anything, it's I'm still just completely baffled as to how Hamlin hasn't won yet this season.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, he's led tons of laps, and he's been there. He just hadn't been there in victory lane. But if you look at other drivers that have had success at Dover, Ryan Newman's going to line up today. He had success as far as active drivers with poles at Dover. Ryan Newman had poles in 03, 05, 06, and 07. Denny Hamlin had poles in 2012, 2013, 2015, and 2019. So both of those guys have been very successful at Dover. Jimmy Johnson holds the series record for the most wins at Dover with 11 victories. Obviously, he's not an active driver at this time. Four drivers are tied for the most wins at Dover. Kevin Harvick still searching for his first win. Martin Truex right in the middle of that, already got three wins. Kyle Busch with a win. And once again, there's Ryan Newman again. They each have three wins. And the youngest Cup race winner, Sam, at Dover is who?
That one I don't know.
Chase Elliott.
I was going to say safe bet would have been Chase.
See, you would have got the money cue again.
I would have.
You should have guessed.
And I'll go ahead and spoiler alert here, because it's actually in my news and notes, but I'll go ahead and jump to it too. We're talking about Denny Hamlin and him being ahead of Martin Truex Jr. technically in points still. So with Hamlin's fifth place finish last weekend at Darlington, Hamlin became the first driver standings leaders, the way NASCAR worded it, in NASCAR Cup Series history during the playoff era to complete the first 12 races of a season and not win a race. Now, a number of drivers have only had one win in that span since the playoff era began. The previous low was Joey Logano back in 2019, who had just one win in the first 12 races. But Denny Hamlin in the playoff era is the first person to be the leader in the driver standings through the first 12 races, and yet to have recorded his first win.
I know, which is just bizarre. When you look at Hamlin, I mean, he's essentially got twice as many top five finishes as anyone else in the field. Kyle Larson is right behind him with five. Denny Hamlin has had nine top five finishes so far this season, and he's had five finishes of third or better.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in ways just as consistent week in and week out as he was a year ago when he was so dominant. It's just that consistent has been third and second a lot, or top tens like we mentioned. He just hasn't found that way to consistently get to victory lane like he did a year ago. But really, he's had the same consistency week in and week out. It's just not been able to get to victory lane consistent. But, I mean, him and we start to see Kevin Harvick turn it on, but we've seen some guys who, to an extent, were the most consistent drivers a year ago. Look at how much Eric Almirola has struggled this year. And he was a consistent contender a year ago. So was Harvick. Obviously, Harvick still yet to win a race, as you mentioned. I mean, it's been a bizarre year, because with as many one-time winners as we have, as many different winners as we've had, then you have Martin Truex Jr. is the only one who can manage to find a way to win a race more than once. And when you look at the races he's not won, he's been almost as consistent as Denny Hamlin a lot of the time. He's just had a few more lower finishes that have moved his average down a little bit, but he's been in the top 10 almost every week the entire race all the way through.
Yeah, definitely hot right now is Martin Truex Jr. When he gets out front, that's a driver that you really don't want out front, because he tends to dominate out there, a lot like Kyle Busch when Kyle Busch gets out front.
True.
We're talking about Dover and the Monster Mile, where they'll be racing tomorrow. Sam Foreman is filling in for Chris Corum as Callie graduates with her master's today. We shouted out to her, and we're also celebrating those that have went before us from the complications of COVID, alongside artist Joe Diffie in today's Artist of the Day, thanks to Sam Foreman. And right now, I think we ought to go ahead and just take a look back before we mash the gas and go forward in today's Media Pass.
All right, we'll start off your media pass this week by hearing from last week's winner, Martin Truex Jr. He became the first person to win three races in the Cup Series this season and remains the only multi-time winner that we've had this season at the Cup level. He also made some history at Dover, and the Fox crew was debating who got to inform him post-race.
So we were joking during various breaks, who is going to be the first to tell Martin that no stage winner has ever won Darlington? I think we'll leave that for Regan Smith.
Oh, Martin Truex Jr., thumbs up to the crowd. Quite the smoke show, Martin. I don't know if you knew this before the race or not, but no stage winner has ever won at Darlington. You just put that to bed, though.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad I could do that. We've won a bunch of stages here in the past couple years, and just always lady luck got us, you know, track position. It'd be one thing or the other, and just really proud of everybody on this Auto Owners Camry. I think it's flat black's a throwback to you, Regan, when you won here, but... Now, Furniture, really cool throwback at Furniture Row, and hopefully Barney Visser's out there watching. I know, Regan, both you and I owe him a lot, but this one's for Furniture Row throwback. Pretty cool.
A special moment for MTJ, and a special thanks to his old team at Furniture Row. Kyle Larson, we mentioned him as well, as he's one of those drivers who has also been very consistent this year. He was in it again at the end of the day at Dover, but came up just short. Here's Kyle Larson post-race.
Caught him pretty quickly once around track and was riding and actually had an opportunity to get by him in middle one and two, but I thought I'd stay patient and maybe get him to use his stuff up, but he was just a little bit better than I was the long run. So just wish maybe I could have taken advantage of that opportunity, but thought it was going to play out a little differently. But great day for our HendrickCars.com Chevy. Fun to come here to Darlington with low downforce, and during the day we're sliding around. I felt like we're not very good all day, but I passed a lot of cars and found myself towards the front. So I was like, well, I feel like I'm struggling, but I'm fast. So that was fun. Hats off to Martin Truex and his team. But yeah, great day for our guys after a few bad weeks in a row. So happy about that. And now we'll look forward to wherever we go next, and Dover, I think. And we'll be hopefully really good there.
Well, Ron, Kyle Larson, we hope he made it there, considering he wasn't so sure where he was supposed to be headed next. But more history made by Martin Truex Jr. becomes the first Cup driver since they put stage racing in NASCAR back in 2017 that has won a stage in a race at Darlington to actually win Darlington.
Yep, pretty cool. Love it that he sort of paid homage to his old team, Front Row Motorsports. Barney Visser, huge in the industry for a long time. You know, those guys, he started dominating, kind of came out of nowhere as a one-car team, and really, really gained a lot of recognition in that Front Row Motorsports team, and showed them that, hey, you know, you don't have to have three other teammates on the track to compete. And so I think that's why he is the white hat for a lot of people.
Yeah, plus, I mean – still, just it looks so good seeing it on that 19 with the, I don't know exactly what shade. I want to go Carolina blue or maybe Petty blue that the 19 had on it, besides that matte black paint job, obviously covering the majority of the car. But, man, just that matte black with that bright orange, just such always just clean and classic look every single week back when both Martin Truex Jr. and, as he mentioned there in post-race talk with Regan Smith, even when Regan Smith was back in that car as well.
Absolutely. He's Sam Foreman. He's doing double duty today, filling in for Chris Corum, the Hat Man. I'm the pit boss, Ron Morton, down in the North City studios, and Sam's up in the Bobby Denton broadcast facilities there in Bearden. And here's how they'll roll off at the Monster Mall tomorrow afternoon, racing at Dover from the pole. Martin Truex Jr. being followed by teammate and points leader Denny Hamlin, Billy Byron, Larson, Harvick, Kyle Busch, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, and Chris Buescher. That's your top 10. You're listening to the fastest 2 hours in radio, the Food City Lead Lap. Bristol or Bust up next. Your calls, your picks. 656-9900. 656-9900. Let's get some news and notes with the Kodak Kid. Here's Mr. Foreman.
Last week, NASCAR celebrated its history with Throwback Weekend at Darlington while making some history in the process. Last Sunday's Cup race was just the eighth time the Cup Series has ever competed on Mother's Day, and Martin Truex Jr. became the first stage winner to win the race at Darlington since stage racing was introduced to NASCAR in 2017. Truex swept the first two stages and led 248 laps to claim his third win of the season and to remain the only multi-time winner so far this season in the Cup Series. The rest of the top five at Darlington was Kyle Larson second, Kyle Busch third, Billy Byron fourth, and Denny Hamlin fifth. With his fourth place finish, Billy Byron recorded his 10th straight top 10 finish, the most by Hendrick Motorsport driver since Jeff Gordon in 2007. With his fifth place finish at Darlington, Denny Hamlin became the first driver standings leader in NASCAR Cup Series playoff era history to complete the first 12 races of a season and not win a race. The previous low was Joey Logano in 2019, who had just one win in the first 12 races. In the Xfinity Series last week, it was Justin Allgaier taking home the win with Josh Berry second, Brandon Jones third, Noah Gragson fourth, and Daniel Hemric fifth. In the Truck Series, it was Sheldon Creed with the win at Darlington, followed by Ben Rhodes second, Carson Hochhaver third, Matt Crafton fourth, and Grant Enfinger fifth. This week, NASCAR is at Dover, and the action got started last night with Ty Gibbs leading all 125 laps of the ARCA race as he claimed the win at Dover. As for the Xfinity Series, they will run the Dry-Dean 200 today at 1:30, and the top five will be Daniel Hemric starting from the pole with Justin Allgaier also in row one. Noah Gragson will start third, Brandon Jones fourth, and Harrison Burton will roll off fifth. The Cup Series will run the Dry-Dean 400 on Sunday at 2 p.m. It'll be Martin Truex Jr. starting on the pole with Joe Gibbs' teammate Denny Hamlin beside him in row one. Billy Byron will start third, Kyle Larson fourth, and Kevin Harvick will roll off fifth. Lastly, Justin Haley will be out this weekend due to NASCAR's COVID-19 protocols. So Zane Smith will be driving the number 11 car this weekend in the Xfinity race, and Josh Berry will make his Cup Series debut, filling in for Haley in the number 77. News and Notes is brought to you by Cox Your Own Contract. And got a building project? Call Cox.
Welcome back in. We're doing the Diffie on the lead lap. Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox by Joe Diffie brings us back. If you're just joining us today, we are doing the Diffie, celebrating the life of Joe Diffie, who passed away in March with COVID, along with celebrating all the lives taken way too early by crazy COVID. To those that passed, we raise our glass on the lead lap. We caught up with points leader Denny Hamlin after Darlington, and he discussed his teammate MTJ's three-win season.
Is there anything that the 19's doing this year that's gotten them their wins that they, you know, last year seemed to be, they almost seem to be doing what you were doing this year in some ways?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think certainly that, you know, they got a lot of characteristics from what we had where, you know, they're winning races on maybe times that they won't have the best car, but even when they do have the best car, they're winning. So I think they're doing a great job executing. Obviously today was a dominant performance, and they had the best car the second half by a mile. So we got a lot, you know, to learn from them, and they're learning a lot from us. You know, week in, week out, you know, I think that we're still, you know, one of the best. So I'm pretty confident that we're going to get it figured out and get our wins when they really count.
That's Denny Hamlin. We caught up with him after Darlington. We apologize for the windy mic that we had there, but that was Denny Hamlin talking about the parity between him and teammate MTJ. MTJ has got three wins on the season. Denny Hamlin looking for his first win, but is today's current points leader. 656-9900. The Bush's Baked Beans speed lines are now open. 656-9900. It's time to play Bristol or Bust. You could be headed to the Bristol Night Race on us. Today, Sam, we're pushing the pedal or slamming on the brakes for lifting all capacity restrictions for the remaining 2021 NASCAR Cup season. I got a feeling, Sam, I know which way this one's going to go.
I have a feeling as well, and I think this one's easy for me to answer. And you know what? NASCAR did such a good job, as we talked about all throughout last year and this year, of being that sport that in so many ways led the way for reopening and returning to competition. I'm not sure there's a sport I trust to do this correctly and help other sports like college football. Another thing I'd like to see be at full capacity here in a few months, find the winning formula, we'll word it that way, to successfully going back to full capacity in this COVID world.
A lot of races already announcing full capacity, one of those being the next Daytona race in August at the Daytona National Speedway, along with some other tracks that they own. So looking forward to full capacity racing, and that is our pushing a pedal or slamming on the brake today, which goes straight to the Bush's Beans Baked Speed Lines and grab someone that is baked from last week, Daniel Dixon.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, DD? Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, if you can't win on MTJ, you probably don't need to be playing.
That's right. Well, that's the third time my name's been put in a hat, and the second time it's been due to him. So for that reason, I was kind of torn between him and Hamlin this week, just because I mean Hamlin's due one. I know he's gonna break through. He's gonna win one. But right now, I'm gonna stick with the hot hand, and I'm gonna, being the first caller, I'm gonna stick with Truex because he's got my name in the hat twice, so I'll stick with him.
Well, if you look at what Harvick and Hamlin did last year, both 7-8 win seasons, so he's hot right now. So he's certainly, for me, if I was laying Vegas odds, it's going to be hard to pick against him.
Yep. As far as your driving topic or whatever, I'm ready to open full capacity for everything. I mean, I'm ready.
Push the pedal, baby.
All the restrictions. Yeah, push the pedal. Push it hard.
I think we got a pedal pusher there on the other end. He might be on the phone. He's doing double duty today. Sam, you got anything on that? There it is.
There we go.
All right, man. Anything else?
No, I guess that's about it. I did want to take the time to congratulate beautiful Miss Callie Corum.
Well,
proud of her.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that. We're certainly proud of her, and I know Chris and Leslie are super proud of her, and also Wanza, which joined us last week, her grandmother. So super, super proud of Callie for getting her master's, and I don't know, she'll probably head on and try to get her doctorates next.
Well, good for her. I think she can do anything she puts her mind to.
She certainly can. She's got Jesus in her heart on top of that, so she's going to be just fine.
All right.
All right, Double D, we appreciate the call, and you call us back next week, and we'll chat it up. Maybe you'll be a back-to-back winner.
Oh, yeah. I'll wait. Y'all congratulate me again next week.
All right, man. We'll see you. Have a good day. We'll stay with the speed lines, get Donnie's call. Donnie, you're on the Food City Lead Lap.
Hey, guys, how we doing? I ain't talked to y'all in a long time.
I know. It's been a month of Sundays. Where have you been?
Oh, Lord. Man, they've been making me work every weekend. I finally got it done today, and I got out there. I said, I'm going to go talk to my boys.
We thought maybe your ox had been in the ditch.
Hey, Lord, no. I'm just guinea pigged out.
I got you. How is the guinea pig?
Well, see, I got married, and y'all kept telling me things were going to change. And they did.
Yeah, well, what's changed?
Lord, man. She wants more money.
Oh, good gracious. So what you're saying is you've had to go back to work.
Oh, Lord, I did. Even though I'm retired, I went back for part-time. But anyway, I miss old Kelly.
Yeah, she's hopefully she'll join us here in part two of the lead lap this year now that she's got her graduates behind her.
Well, ever since I quit talking to y'all, I just come in last every week.
Yeah, well, so, you know, Callie brought
I'm
you good luck.
This changes. Oh, Lord, yeah, every time I talk to her, I won.
That's it.
Boy, I went from pole to end last week. How do you start on the pole and end up last?
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, but you did it.
Hey, when are you all going to start giving us stage points?
Well, we need to do that, Sam. What do you think about giving some stage points?
I mean, we already, me and Chris already gave you a half a point for on-air claiming Dark Horse winner and Michael McDowell as a Dark Horse candidate for the .500, so I mean, I guess we can do that. But speaking of picks, I didn't realize this is like midweek, but we forgot to even do our picks last week, Ron.
I know we were in a hurry. We're always in a hurry to get out.
And I want to go ahead and let it be known. I was gonna take Martin Truex Jr. Just so we know, just so it's known, I was gonna take him.
Speaking of taking, who you got, Donnie?
Okay, I'm going to take that number four. He's got to come out of this slump. Well, I sure ain't taking that number two. He went from first to last, so I'm going to double his thing. And I don't remember the guy's name that's got the mathematician in his head. But I'm going to just double it up and say, give me the four. He's got to come out of this.
We got you down for the four. Are you pushing the gas or slamming on the brakes or lifting all capacity restrictions for the remaining season?
Well, what I feel is, you know, like me, you get vaccines, you show them the paper, and let them all in.
Let them all
in. If we're all vaccinated, let them all in, man. I mean,
that's it.
And if you don't, put a mask on.
Put a mask on. There you go. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
There you go. That's all it is, man. It's nothing but just mathematician. Just, you know, if you've been vaccinated, show them a paper like I did at work. And they said, oh, everybody's got to wear a mask. I said, no, if you go get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I said, oh, we're not going to go do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, let's just go ahead and put the gas on it. Let's bring Mile back in, man. We're the one that got started in NASCAR.
We're two for two on that, so we got you down for pushing the gas, and we appreciate your pick. And, hey, call us back next week. Don't wait so long.
Hey, I will, and tell Callie congratulations.
I'll do it. It's the Callie show today on the lead lap as she graduates with her master's, and we salute to her. We appreciate Donnie's call. Eric, hang with us through the break. We're right up against the big hand, and your calls and your race picks and you mass the gas or slam on the brakes for lifting all capacity restrictions for the remaining 2021 NASCAR Cup season. But first, we got to grab some track facts with my Diffy dance partner, Sam the Foreman.
This week, NASCAR returns to the one and only Dover International Speedway, better known as the Monster Mile. Dover is a one-mile concrete oval featuring 24 degrees of banking in the turns and 9 degrees of banking in the straightaways, and has hosted 102 NASCAR Cup Series races dating back to the inaugural event on July 6, 1969. This week, NASCAR's rules package for short tracks and road courses will be in effect with a reduced downforce package that features a 1.17-inch tapered spacer used to achieve a target of 750 horsepower, a significantly smaller rear spoiler at 2.75 inches, a quarter-inch front splitter overhang, and approximately 2-inch wings, and alterations to the radiator pan and the removal of its vertical fencing to reduce front-end downforce. Surfaced back in 1995, the paved concrete track is the oldest on the Cup Series schedule and a terror to tires throughout a race. For 400 miles around the one-mile circuit, teams will have 9 sets of Goodyear Speedway radials at their disposal to try to conquer the Monster Mile. The recommended tire inflation for Dover's 18 PSI on the left side tires, 49 PSI for the right front, and 45 PSI for the right rear. Denny Hamlin is the defending winner of this weekend's race, and while Dover has produced 38 different winners all time, 20 of those winners have rolled off second at the start of the day, which is where Denny Hamlin will start on Sunday. The car that starts the race second at Dover has a 19.61% winning percentage all time, and that is the same place Hamlin started when he won the race last season. However, 8 of the other 38 all-time winners at Dover are still active in the Cup Series, and Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Ryan Newman are all tied for the active lead in wins at Dover with 3 wins each. There have also been 5 different winners in the last 5 races at Dover, with Hendrick Motorsports claiming 20 wins all-time at Dover, which is good for more than double any other organization. However, Hendricks has failed to reach victory lane in the last 4 races, making it their longest winless streak at Dover since 2008. Track Facts is brought to you by Phoenix Conversions, when it has to be the best.
Welcome back in. Released in 1994 on the Third Rock from the Sun album, Pickup Man bringing us back on the lead lap. If you're just joining us today, we're doing the Diffy, celebrating the life of country music legend Joe Diffy as our featured artist, who passed in March with COVID restrictions, or COVID complications, I might add. Today, we raise our glass to Joe, as well as everyone else taken way too early by COVID. Let's stay with the speed lines. Andrew, it's hard to argue with Diffy's line, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates.
It's hard to argue with Diffie's mullet. That was a nice mullet he had.
We talked about the mullet a little earlier. We technically, I think he maybe had a half mullet.
Well, you know, I guess it was. I don't know if you can have a half mullet.
I think I had a half mullet back in the day.
I kind of got a half mullet right now. I got to get a haircut.
Is that business in the front, party in the back? Is that the half mullet or is that the mullet?
Oh, man, it's definitely a party in the back. I don't know what's going on in front.
I got you.
I think you just described my hairdo.
That's right. Sam's got lots of hair. If he starts to lose his hair on top, he can take some from his beard and transplant it up there.
That is true.
That'd be cool.
That's facts.
How about now the driving topic question? I'm pressing the gas definitely. I want the full capacity, and I want everybody that sits in them seats to have someone sitting in their lap. I want double capacity in them things. We got to make up for what we've lost.
I agree with that. I don't know that NASCAR let them lap up, but hey, you know, they might.
We can see.
Yeah, we can see. Everybody's been calling in about your equation this morning. You got quite a following here on the lead lap.
Oh no. I don't have much of an equation, but I do have something. It is the car number of the points leader. That would be Denny Hamlin, number 11. I have to multiply that by what number Denny Hamlin is in points. That'd be in one. That gets me to 11. I subtract the most popular driver's car number. That gets me to 2. But I ain't going for the number 2. I'm going for position number 2. That's Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin, winner's circle. He's getting his first win. I was going to pick Joey, but Joey's got a fill-in crew chief, and like I was telling Sam, you know, they tend to always go backwards or something goes wrong. So I just don't trust it this week.
So you're taking a combination of ones, which if you add one and one together, it is 2, but then you're backing back down and ended up on an odd number. I don't know that you've ever ended up on an odd number on the lead lap.
Yeah, I don't either.
This might be starting. Yeah, could be starting something.
I got to catch up with Dan. He's got 3 wins. I have none. So, you know, I got to get it going.
Yeah, you got to get some names in the hat. Hey, some odd reason, didn't you guys go skydiving a while back?
He did. I've been skydiving before.
Yeah, with him?
I didn't go with him, no. Yeah. I don't even remember who I went with last. It's been years. But you remember I told you that guy whispered in my ear right when we were going out of the plane. He said, now, if I pass out, you hit this cord right here, and if you cause me any trouble, I can release you at any time. Let's go. Oh! You know, and we jumped out of the plane. So I was like, that might be my last time.
Well, Daniel told me just kind of in private, and I'm going to tell you on the radio because I can't keep secret, but he told me that if you were to get your name in the hat, he was going to take you skydiving and you may not return.
Oh, that's nice.
Don't accept the invite.
I won't. He's got something planned, his trickery.
Yeah, exactly. All right, man, you got anything else for us today?
No. You guys have a blessed day. God bless. This is every day that you wake up is a blessing. So,
amen.
Hope you guys enjoy your day.
Absolutely. You have a good day, too. Let's just try to sneak Lynn's call in before the top of the hour. Lynn, we got just a few minutes. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I really appreciate the Joe Diffie. He might have been the last country music star that's been. You know, country music died somewhere about the time he quit recording those really good hits. But anyway, that's a topic for another show. I'm looking forward to Dover. You know, it is that monster to reach out and grab you. So what are you thinking about? I know... you're not supposed to give your pick just yet, but what are you thinking the top 2 or 3 choices are?
Well, I think that obviously the number four is needs to get on a tear and get a win. It's surprisingly that Stuart Haas hadn't done much so far this year. Can't pick around the 11. Chase Elliott still searching for a win. Ryan Newman's been good there. I think it's any of those guys' race.
Well, all of those except Newman were gone when I got connected. So I'm going to go with William Byron. You know, he's, talk about somebody that's just been quietly getting it done this year. You know, he's not made a big splash even when he won. But, you know, I'm looking for some big things out of him. So I'm going to go with the number 24.
Okay, we got you down for Billy Byron. Are you mashing a gas or slamming on the brakes for full capacity?
Full capacity. Let's go do it now. Now, let's be smart about it. You know, I don't want to sit by somebody that don't trust the, you know, the government, don't trust the vaccination and all that stuff. Let's all get vaccinated. Let's get back to, let's stamp this thing out and get back to it.
All right, man, we got you down, and we appreciate your call. You have a blessed day. It's going to be beautiful out there.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, we'll see you. That's Lynn joining us on Lead Lap. Lynn, always a great fan of the show, and we appreciate your call, Lynn. It's race day. It's racing in Dover. Your race picks and your opinions on the other side of the hour. Real quick, drivers with wins so far are Michael McDowell, Christopher Bell, William Byron, Kyle Larson, Martin Truex, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Martin Truex, Alex Bowman, Brad Kay, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex. For those that are counting, that's Ford with 4 wins, Toyota with 5 wins, and Chevy with 3 wins. You're listening to the fastest 2 hours in radio, and we'll be right back.